Hello and welcome to Diary of a Sex Therapist. My name is Elizabeth Akunyemi and this is my diary you're listening to. My goal here is to be my most spiritual, smart and sexy self. And of course, I am inviting you to join me on this journey. Last week, we started a new series called Line Upon Line, which is an extension of an old series, Staying in Your Call. Staying in Your Call is about knowing what to do, how to do it, the distractions you will experience as you stay in your path of purpose, your path of calling, the path you believe the Lord would have you stay on. And this time around, I'm focusing on building. It's not enough that you're standing in the right space. Are you building something concrete in that right space? And last week, the first episode was building from scratch. Today, I want to talk about learning on the journey. Learning on the journey. What does it mean to learn? The biggest myth we have about learning is that for us to learn, we have to eliminate performance. So you see people tell you, I'm going to school. And so because they are going to school, they're doing nothing else with their lives. Because, I mean, I'm learning. You have young people like myself say they're in a learning phase. And because they're in a learning phase, they don't go anywhere. They don't talk to anyone. They are not at events. They are not pushing out their products. You have published books, but you're not putting it out there because you are in a learning phase. You're not doing anything except learning. Learning is beautiful. But learning that does not translate to action is useless. If you go to school and you don't sound educated, you don't act educated, you don't do anything like someone who has education, it's difficult to argue that you are not an illiterate. Because if it looks like a dog and quacks like a dog and waddles like a dog, it probably is a dog. Do you understand? I think that is something we need to pay attention to as young people. Life is moving fast. And I mean real fast. I remember being 16. And I look around like, I'm going to be 27. How? Where did all the time go? Mind you, I don't think there is a year in my life from 18 that I have not extracted the juice. That's how I call it. Extracted the juice in that year. There is no year from 18 where I feel like, if I could go back in time, I would go back to 20. There is no single year. I have been that deliberate about my life. Yet at 26, I'm asking myself, where did all the time go? When did 2022 start? Today, we are in May. We are in May 2022. Just like that. The time is just moving. So if you're saying, I'm going to spend time learning, when I'm done learning, I'm going to come outside. How much learning can you possibly squeeze into 1 year? Let us assume you shut down 1 year for learning. How much education can you possibly stuff down in 1 year? And when you step outside, how much time will that 1 year buy for you? How much excellence will your 1 year give to you? There are degrees of learning that only happens when you are on the field. Regardless of your A1s in school and your GP and your best graduating students and you're graduating as a valedictorian, regardless of all of your academic prowess, there are things you will never learn until you get out on the field. There are things you will never learn. As a medical doctor, medical school is good. You would have cadavers you would have opportunities to do all sorts of practicals. You would be an intern. You would follow someone. You would be in the surgery room. You see how it is done. But when you become a medical doctor, when you become that surgeon and a whole life is in your hands and one error from you could mean someone will die. Or this person you're treating looks like your mom or your grandma or your child or your wife or your husband or your friend. And you lose this person in the surgery room. When you come out of that place, something in your life will shift that never shifted all your years in school. Because there is something called experience. And that's why we have what is called experiential knowledge. When people say things like experience is the best teacher, that might not be absolutely accurate, but there is a degree of truth in it. There is a strong degree of truth in it. I said it might not be accurate because you don't have to be in an abusive relationship to learn abuse. You don't have to be in a traumatic situation to learn about trauma. If you have to do that, then you will be battered completely most times. Do you understand? back to the concept of learning as someone who is building in their career, someone who is building in their course, someone who is building where the Lord would have them be. You can't keep hiding and call it learning. Whatever you learn that you do not use is almost a waste of time. You don't understand financials. Are you learning about financials? So you're going to say, oh, because I don't understand how the finances of my business works. So guys, this is what we're going to do. We're going to take a 3 weeks break. Everybody's going to go home and go understand how accounting works, how we balance accounts, blah, blah, blah. Is that what you're going to do? If you have kids and you need to learn about puberty and help your children transit sexually into this phase of their life, are you going to resign parenting and go learn for 3 weeks and return? The easiest way to learn when building is to learn on the journey. Nehemiah, when they were building the walls of Jerusalem again, and they were having altercations with people, and some people were against them, they were building with one hand, and they had sword on the other hand. They were building with one hand, and they had their sword on the other. So just in case they needed to switch from builder mode to warrior mode, they didn't have to go and look for their weapon. They might have dropped the weapons at some point, we wouldn't know. But the weapons were in proximity. So what you do with learning is you have your books in proximity. What you do with learning is you have those contacts that teach you in proximity. What you do is you have those mentors in proximity. What you do is you have those resources in proximity. You read, you act. You read, you act. There is no need. If you know me, you know I'm someone who loves certifications. I am someone who loves new things. Between January and now, I got 3 certifications in counseling and therapy. And one certification in TV presentation. And that's because I've been doing a lot of interviews in recent times, and I noticed my interview skills were not up to par. It wasn't up to the standard I wanted it to get to. And I felt I had stayed at a certain level for too long. It was time to improve. I didn't stop presentations pending when I finished my course. And I did not have to abandon the course. The moment I finished, I was using it for something. Something has improved in my presentation today. You might not notice it, but I notice it. Over a period of time, you will begin to notice, she doesn't sound. But that didn't happen the day you noticed it. It started weeks back when I started my TV presentation course. The results started showing after I put in 50 hours of study, understanding TV presentation. Do you understand? So if you are going to build something, you are going to build a move. You're going to learn and build. You're going to build and learn. You're going to notice an error. You're going to go back to rectify that knowledge. Then you go back and try it again. Oh, it works. Then you move forward 2 more steps. You notice another error. You rectify it in knowledge. You go back again. That is the way to go. So I'm going to ask you a few questions that I expect you to get answers for. What areas of your life are not working? What areas of your business do you have challenges with? What areas? What are you doing to improve those areas? What areas of faith do you have challenges with? What areas of parenting do you have challenges with? Because that is your journey. You are on the journey. You cannot quit parenting. You cannot quit building that business, except you know it is absolutely not working and you need to try something else. What areas of your academics do you have challenges with? What can you do to improve it? Who has excelled in that field that you can get close to? It doesn't take me 2 hours to notice a problem and seek for help. The people who are mentors to me in my field, they know me. I am in their DM every few minutes. The moment I'm doing something and I notice a new challenge, I don't wait for it to escalate. Instantly, I'm asking, the other day I noticed you did A, B, and C, and I have a challenge with B, with C, or with A. They're like, check out so and so. The last time I had an issue with my branding, if you know me, branding and communications is not a hard task for me. It's something I've always been around, and I just picked up the skill by being in that space for a very long time. I went to Dr. Samuel and I said, I have a problem with this area of sales that has to do with branding. And he said, go on YouTube, search for so-so person, and make sure you don't consume less than 20 hours of content. Okay, so I went on YouTube and I found someone else whose content format I loved. I followed this person's content and did an elaborate document. It was, the thinking process was elaborated. The document was concise. And I had this concise document. I forwarded it to Dayo. When he saw it, he said, this is well thought. how did you do it? And I said, it was so person. So send me the video. So even though he was good, he hadn't seen that angle. I have replenished from where he took from, and he has helped me stretch. So learning is not done in isolation. Question number two, who are you learning with? Who are you learning with? Iron sharpeneth iron. So does a man sharpen the countenance of his friend. Who are you sharpening with? Are you wood standing by iron? Because if that's the case, you're going nowhere fast. Who is sharpening you? Or you know everything. No one in your team can correct you. You are above corrections. You are above the law. In fact, you are the law. Is that what's happening in your life? Because if that's the case, you're building nothing. If your team members cannot say, excuse me, sir, I think that's not going to work. Or, excuse me, ma, I think we should try it this way. Then you're not building a team. There were days when my team members made sure I slept early. It was not their job description, but they needed me to rest because I was breaking down too many times. They needed me to get off my high horse and learn to rest because I was affecting the entire productivity of that team. There were times when my team members sent me messages at odd hours. Like, you were supposed to have put this in the drive. It's not in the drive. You're supposed to have sent in this podcast. It's not here and I need to edit. You're supposed to have forwarded to... We are answerable to each other. Because if it does not work, it's not just about you. It's about the people who work with you. The hours of their lives they invest. I know you pay them, but it's an investment of their life. It's an investment of their time. It's an investment of their intelligence. They could be somewhere else. In fact, they could be sleeping. You don't own them. So if you are going to build with people and you're going to get other people's input, you're going to tie down other people into your project, into your agenda, into whatever thing you're building, I think you owe them the responsibility of learning on the job. I think you owe them the responsibility of being accountable. I think you owe them the responsibility of continuous improvement. Because when you stop improving as a team lead, you stop improving as a team member, over a period of time, you drag everybody back. You become a liability, not an asset. If you must build line upon line, you must never stop learning. You never know enough. I'm going to say that again. You never know enough. Yes, you read a research document 2 months ago, and you read a new book 1 month ago, and you watched 5 YouTube videos 5 weeks ago. That's great, but there's more. There would always be something else. There will always be a new technique, a new way of doing things, an easier way. When I launched Jetitor, it was easier for me to improve and grow at a mad speed because I had practiced with Lisa Express. But guess what? I still had to understand how some of those things worked in the fashion industry, separate from how it worked in the consulting business. Same result I was looking for, but I needed to still know how it worked in this new industry. When I put out our review for skincare this week, I've had over 3 people come into my messenger and ask me, how did you do your reviews? I like the way it looks like Google reviews. I'm like, that's my website. I didn't want people to just give me text and I put it. It looks fake sometimes. I wanted them to put it on the site themselves with their names on it, with their avatar there, if possible. So it was more genuine. And people noticed that small tweak, that simple thing I did. People noticed. You can't stop learning. You're not too big. I'm good with WordPress. But every time I'm working on my site and I have a limitation I can't seem to go beyond, I go to someone else. Hey, do you know how I can... Last week it was my background for my testimonials for the store angle. I noticed the background was blurry when I screenshot. What do? I want to make it white. I'm looking at the customized, but I can't find it. And my friend looked at it and said, oh, go to so-so place. And it was done. So you don't know everything. How to build line upon line, precept upon precept. Learning doesn't have to be isolated from acting. Secondly, learning is not done in isolation. Learning is not done in isolation. I hope this helps you. Please go on my website. I have all forms of series that you might have missed. You might not be able to track them in the podcast, but they are already arranged sequentially on the website such that if you just click on it, you can see all 5 episodes directly organized. All you need to do is go to www.ministerliza.xyz/courses. www.ministerliza.xyz/courses. Until next week, Friday, when we continue on this series, line upon line, precept upon precept. See ya. Bye.